Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL now, and we do so not in the normal way. I guess the normal way for a Tuesday.
No, we're going in the Lincoln. Yeah.
Look at the man. It's B. In the Lincoln. All right, don't bring that man's personal business into this. B. Scott in the building. What's happening, brother?
I guess once you put it out there on social media, it is kind of the public space. But yeah, man, I'm doing good. Last time I talked to y'all, I was 35. Mm-hmm. This time that I'm talking to y'all, I'm 36.
And I'm
glad to be here, glad to be doing it. I've been on since my birthday, but just not with you guys. So glad to be going around the NFL for the first time as a 36-year-old.
And I guess the way that I should say that, I should have started was, happy belated birthday, B.
Oh,
Scott.
Man, we good. I appreciate
like
that.
Like, I sent you the text, but yeah, we should do this over here.
We've all exchanged our pleasantries.
For the people.
I mean, there's been a whole nother birthday since then. My daughter turned 15 after that.
Shout out to baby girl.
I'm way past my own birthday, but I appreciate y'all,
You love
man.
To see all of that.
Good to be back.
It is good to have you, brother. All right. As we go around the NFL, also worth remembering, 100 days to the start of the NFL season. We are moving and shaking quickly towards that standpoint, that time in the season. And, of course, along with that, we're seeing 20 teams start their OTAs today, and the final five teams that are going to start their OTAs tomorrow include your Houston Texans. Do you anticipate Ariante Ursary going? Because aside from the top two picks in the second round, who is Carson Schweinsteiger, something like that, Schweinsteiger is a soccer player, my bad. Carson Schweinsteiger, linebacker out of UCLA who plays for the Browns, and your own Jaden Higgins, who both signed, who signed deals. In fact, I believe those are guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like they both signed.
I know Higgins.
Higgins was the first one
guaranteed deals.
The first second round pick with a fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah. I think those two guys fully guaranteed. Outside of that, second rounders are just sitting out here unsigned. Like, are we anticipating some mercenary in here?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Like, I'd be shocked if we don't get something between today and tomorrow. I do wonder, though, kind of just like as a joke, but also for real, like, does somebody in his camp know that they tried as hard as they did to trade for him, and they're trying to be like,
oh, they're going to bring it up.
You know what? This guy, I know you got him at this pick, but he actually is this pick because you really wanted him and tried to get him, and we all know that you did. So,
we can't even work the money, but I think guarantee is probably what they're,
where
you're doing
exactly,
here.
Exactly. In terms of like just whatever you have in terms of leverage, trying to negotiate that and play that out. I mean, these things are mostly slotted. It's not like the guy's not going to play.
Yeah.
So, I'd be shocked if this becomes like a real, real thing.
And he will be out there.
Yeah, he'll be out there.
I can't even imagine anything like a Shamar Stewart, who, by the way, is still sitting out.
Man. Bengals going bangle. Because again, like, it's kind of wild that this is happening because, as you mentioned, these things are slotted money-wise.
Hey, but Stewart's got a legit – he's playing for the Bengals.
Correct.
People can say whatever they want about the Texans over the years, but they paid – they look, they pay their debts. Yeah. They pay their guys. Like, you know what I mean?
You
like,
can say they overpay. Yeah.
I mean, they at least pay sticker price. There is no, like, you know, financial shenanigans like you have with the Bengals. Stewart got a real, like, case for, man, these guys might not, they might try to work around trying to pay me. The Bengals are that, you know, known to be poorly managed.
Yeah. And I do wonder, though, how much money Mike Brown got also. Like, is that one of those, because Pan and Pendergast were talking about it this morning to some degree, and, you know, the idea of, with guarantees, as we've been talking about guarantees, when money is guaranteed in a contract, you have to put it in escrow immediately. Mm-hmm. So, like, no matter how much, oh, this is a 5-year deal and all that money is guaranteed into 5-6 years from now, you have to put that, all that money that's guaranteed right when it's the deal is signed, into a bank, into an escrow account, so that it's paid out of that, right? So that obviously you can guarantee that that money gets there. That's why sometimes some teams are a little less amenable to guarantees. If it's just, hey, I got to pay you. All right, cool. I'll come up with that money when I need to pay you.
No.
I got to have that money right now. I don't know that we can have these guarantees. Yeah. And of course, I can't imagine that a first round pick guarantee would give you that much of a trouble. However, I do wonder, Mike Brown did have to put some guarantees down in escrow this offseason already with a couple of deals that he did. I do wonder if he looks around, he's like, I don't want to put all that in there.
Mike Brown, I could just picture him and his financial statements are trying to balance his books. Just feels like plugging holes in a boat.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to.
Don't do it. Just I see you thinking about it. Don't, you know, do it, Lopez.
Just trying to figure it out, man. I mean, I don't know what this man's got going on.
I can't imagine anybody in the NFL would be. I know some have more than others. Be that cash poor?
Dude, isn't it
weird just calling a billionaire poor?
Because it's like $17 million, right?
It's not often that you get to call a billionaire poor, but
you
thankfully
broke
for sports.
Rich person.
But it's not like $200 million. It's like $17 million that they would have to guarantee.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of insane to think.
Cash
I can't think, but it is one of the few reasons that I could come to why this is still so much of an issue. Why are y'all having such a hard time figuring this out?
Yeah. No, it's weird. It's weird. And so I don't think, like, kind of just bringing it back around, you've mentioned Ursary. I don't think there's anything close to that going on, and so you can be glad that you're not, at least not a Bengals fan in this case.
No, for sure. And so that's good to see as we continue around the NFL. How about this? We've talked a lot about the Aaron Rodgers of this all for the Pittsburgh Steelers, trying to see if they ultimately figure themselves out. It seems like there's a level of, we're going to wait for Aaron Rodgers. However, there is supposedly a backup plan here for the Steelers, because we were getting to a place where we're asking, what is the drop dead date for the Steelers? I mean, OTAs are starting, right? Do you get to a place where you go, all right, we are no longer willing to wait? And it has been brought up. I think it was on Jeremy Fowler this weekend on SportsCenter brought up the idea that Kirk Cousins is, quote, at least on Pittsburgh's radar at the moment when it comes to it. He said he's had conversations with some people that have led him to believe that Cousins is on the radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Cousins has a $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year, worth remembering. Do y'all like the idea of the Kirk Cousins as fallback plan for Aaron Rodgers?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. But it's better than what they got going.
That's where I am.
That's what's so rough about it. Yeah. It's like, no, in any context, if you just ask me, hey, do you like the idea of Kirk Cousins as your quarterback? Not in the year of 2025. Like, Kirk Cousins had his day, but between age and injury and what we've seen last, the answer is no. But they're so bad at the position. I mean, Mason Rudolph or a rookie, like, it's not it. So, I mean, this is what, when we say desperate times call for desperate measures, this is what that would be.
If you want a backup plan in the NFL, I wouldn't want Kirk Cousins. Steelers? Absolutely yes. Yeah, in their case, I think the answer is yes.
But I feel like there's an argument to be made that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come through, you might be worthwhile actually just taking this circumstance and finding the lemonade within the lemons of it, which is, should we just be bad?
Well, yeah.
Should we just be bad and give ourselves an opportunity to actually get a quarterback as opposed to what we have constantly been, what has constantly been the MO, which is just good enough and making a lot of chicken salad out of chicken, you know what? But is not good enough to get us a quarterback that can actually sustain what we're trying to do, which is win in a meaningful manner.
I think you raise a fair point, but this is where the pride comes before the fall, because they don't know nothing about that. That's just not how they've ever really got down.
Right.
They are at the very least mediocre. They got a standard there of at least always trying. So, like, even if they did, no one really does that out loud. I think if they you know, didn't sign Aaron Rodgers, or if they don't end up with Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. it's going to feel that way, right? Like, they're just going to have to accept their lot in life. But, like I said, this is where I think the pride comes before the fall, because Pittsburgh just is not operated or wired that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think. I'd be surprised by it if they
did. I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. And just to round out the Aaron Rodgers portion of the segment, apparently Aaron Rodgers, in talking to a podcast whose name I do not remember and honestly does not matter all that much for this particular instance, I will get it for you for attribution purposes. However, Aaron Rodgers has been out here saying that he was asked if he would be willing to retire as a member of the Packers. And he said that he would, but he has a condition, and that condition would be, they got to ask me, right? Quote, I've thought about that, but I don't understand what the reason is for that. At the same time, I grew up a Niners fan. Most of my favorite players retired as a Niner. He mentioned Jerry Rice and such. And so basically, he circles back around to the idea. I understand the cool thing about it, but if I didn't do it, would it make that much of a difference on how I'm viewed in the Packers' eyes? Close quote. Y'all buying this from Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, buying that he's so self-involved yes. and so self-important that he said this and believes this and thinks this, yes. Like, this sounds like Aaron.
Only if they
ask me. I find it comical. I'm not going to kill him for this. This is on brand for Aaron Rodgers, fairly consistent with who I think he has shown us that he is, and I find it hilarious.
He's saying, in essence, kiss the ring.
Yeah.
Kiss the ring, and yeah. then I'll think about it.
I actually agree with him here.
I think it's fine.
I agree with, like, he is that particular type of dude, which is fair. Is like, hey man, what does this actually change about my time there? He talked about in another breath the idea of, when I retire in 4 years, I'm going into the Packers Hall of Fame. May or may not get my number retired. Whether they do that, that's fine. But in 4 years, I'll be in the Packers Hall of Fame. I'm like, yeah, I kind of find it to some degree silly, the idea of, hey, let's sign this one-day contract. And I appreciate that, like, hey, it's an opportunity to, like, have this moment with the team. But for him, like, he's had plenty of moments. He is on the pantheon of their greatest players, talk less of greatest quarterbacks. Like, yeah, that's fine.
It's just
it's cool.
All of that is fine. It's just the line of, only if they ask me.
That's it.
Is very... Mm-hmm. For me, off-putting, but also not so much because I've accepted what Aaron Rodgers is. But, like, the only if they ask me part is, I think, intentionally D-baggish.
You're not wrong. Reggie's not wrong.
To be fair, though, the question was asked of him. Sure. Right? I think it's D-baggish if you go, hey, I just want to let y'all know, I'm not going to retire over there on a one-day deal unless they ask me. It's like, hey, is this something you want?
But isn't that how it works anyway, though?
Yeah.
Don't the team usually go to the player?
Yeah.
I actually don't know how that works.
I'd have a hard time believing Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers or JJ. You think JJ Watt called Cal and was like, "Hey man, what's up with my ceremony?"
I think he might
with my ring of no.
I'm not saying that he did, but I can see like how Aaron Rodgers or sorry, not Aaron Rodgers, JJ Watt cares so much about this organization, knowing that he, you know, the circumstances made it so that he had to go play Arizona.
I would be offended on his behalf if J.J. Watt had to reach out to the man. And to be clear, I don't believe that happened.
I can see Kyle and Hannah reaching out to him saying, hey, we want to patch this up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's give you a game.
Yeah. Only if they, of course, they're going to ask you. You're Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yeah.
Like, we get you are who you are.
It's just.
They're going to ask only you.
Only if they ask.
That's my point. Like Reggie's not wrong. He's going to be in the whatever, Ring of Honor. That's not even a question.
Perhaps the greatest we've ever, one of the greatest but we've ever seen.
Talk about on brand arrogance. You know, because like that, and they did ask him, but to just say, well, if they ask me, like if they ask me,
like
I'll
Lopez, kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring. That's what he wants. Yeah.
That's what he's saying. And to, but also, to be fair to him, he's earned that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's that good. He was that guy. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean.
I didn't expect him to go and ask them.
Hey,
can we sign a 1-day contract?
Who even aren't they community owned? Who does he even ask?
Does he put an ad
in the newspaper? Like, how does it work? Is it a Twitter poll? Is it a Pinder poll?
Should I retire as a Packer or not?
Nah, he would probably do that on. It'd be McAfee putting up the poll. He would do it on McAfee.
Oh yeah,
that's how all his. That is his social media now. Like, his social media is, I get on McAfee and y'all talk back through this. Like, mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. It is. Some other things around the NFL worth noting. The Indianapolis Colts will be wearing a Jim Irsay patch this season to commemorate their late owner who passed away last week at the age of 65.
Yeah, I think that's a clear move. I wouldn't be surprised if there were other, you know, if the league did something. Or if there are just other ways to honor Jim Irsay when you lose I guess they still call them owners in the NFL. I was going to call them a governor like it's the NBA. But when you lose somebody that's that important to the history of the game and to the fabric of the game, it's an obvious move to pay some kind of tribute to him. The Irsay, I haven't talked about this,
mm-hmm.
but the Irsay thing took me just like complete shock. I hadn't really heard anything about Jim, and then all of a sudden you just get this graphic out there and he's gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it just kind of is one of those things where you see like time is precious and fleeting and all of those kind of things. RIP to Jim Irsay.
Yeah. A reminder, by the way, a couple of things. Lions has signed former NFL tacklers leader. Zach Cunningham.
Yeah. Oh, he's still in the league.
That's what we were talking about before. I was like, wait, what?
Still in the league.
That's great.
On a very good football team, mind you, as well. So good for him in making that move, and hopefully it sticks for him. So those are some of the things that are happening around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, in tow with us is our guy, B. Scott, who, by the way, are you at all superstitious?
I am not. Mm-hmm. I am not. So superstition kind of goes against my natural inclination to not really care. So like, you know, so to be superstitious would mean that you would have to give a bleep a little bit more than I normally do. So like, nah, I'm not really, you know, I kind of just let the chips fall where they may. I have processes. I have things in place, but I'm more of a, hey man, as much as Lopez hates the phrase, it is what it
God
is.
Bless.
Either I do well or I don't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, and I just go with it.
That's fair.
It's brought me this far.
That's fair. Somebody said I'm superstitious. Fire chair Wayne Cheese.
the closest thing I ever got was not splitting the pole with somebody you're walking with, and I stopped doing that years ago. But growing, like if we were in college and we were walking, we're not splitting the pole. But I stopped. I grew out of that. That's probably the closest thing as I've ever been to superstitious.
Okay, fair enough. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You may not be superstitious, but you do come with that heat when it comes to thinking up stuff. So coming up next is get B. Scott's thoughts, as we often do on a Tuesday. We'll do that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.